Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, a lot of times when you watch these horror movies, they make you, what do you call it, suspend your disbelief. And you got to believe something that really you wouldn't believe. Like, I was watching one yesterday, 2 days ago, and the woman had a nightmare and the doctor made a house call. So that would never happen. You don't even remember house calls, do you? I remember being a little bitty baby kid, and Dr. Mosby came over and gave me a shot, but I mean, that was a long time ago. Doctors don't make house calls anymore. So when it comes to Halloween, you know, you can look at things supernatural one way or the other. It can be either like a serial killer or a horror thing, or it can be something from outer space. We couldn't find a serial killer to come on, so we decided to go with Dr. Jillian Scudder, our friend, associate professor of physics and astronomy at Oberlin College and an author of 3 books on astronomy for the general public. Good morning, Dr. Scudder. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, happy to not be the serial killer.
Well, you know, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. I don't know anything about you. You may well be a serial killer, are you?
Nope.
Don't answer that. Tell me what's going on in the world of... Hey, you know what I want to ask you first real quick?
Yeah.
You are a scientist. You are the ultimate scientist. So... has anything ever unworldly or anything that can't be explained by science or physics ever happened to you?
To me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
There's plenty of things that have happened to me that I don't understand, but that doesn't mean that science can't explain them. I just don't know.
Well, you mean like interpersonal relationships or something like you wake up and they have a, the devil carved into your arm or something like that?
More just like, oh, that's a weird thing that happened. Why did that happen? So for a long time, for instance, I had to go look this one up. Mm-hmm. In the winter, I get shocked on running water. Mm-hmm. That seems rude.
Mm-hmm.
There was a while where I'm like, but it's water. How am I getting shocked on water off the tap?
Did you say it seemed rude?
It did seem rude. Yeah.
I guess it's rude. Okay.
Water shouldn't be passing electricity into my fingertips.
Right.
It's rude.
It's interesting that a scientist is going to the emotional part of rude on that, though, is going to that it wouldn't be an interesting phenomenon. You found it rude.
Well, I can find it both.
Yeah, you can. That's true. So why was the water shocking you?
I was carrying a lot of static charge because it's dry. Mm. And water conducts electricity. So I was grounding myself on the water.
I saw that one time on TV on the Three Stooges, but I think they had actually routed the plumbing through the electrical fixtures. So that might be why that happened.
Yes.
Anything else
that
happened?
That would be a poor choice.
Yes. Anything else happened to you that you'd care to share? That, you know, I love talking to you. I love finding all kinds of different things about you.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I find all sorts of things really interesting. My general response is not
What about coincidences? Any kind of coincidences where you're thinking about somebody and they call, but then do you realize as a scientist, well, you know what, I've actually thought about 15,000 people, but this is the only one that I thought of that called, so therefore I'm thinking that's the one I remember?
There is a bit of confirmation bias in a lot of those things where you're like thinking about something and then it happens and you go, oh, yeah, there it is. And so that's an easy way of like remembering things because it sticks in your brain a little bit better.
Right.
But in general, if there's something that happens to me and I don't understand it, my response is to go learn about it because I'm curious.
Well, that makes you the scientist that you are, doesn't it?
It does. It also gives me a bunch of weird facts.
Like what? Give me some weird facts.
Some weird facts?
Yeah.
I think one that I ran into recently was, well, that surprised a student of mine recently, was the moon smelling like gunpowder. We talked about this one probably a little while ago, but it came back up recently.
The moon smells like gunpowder.
Yes. We're talking about misconceptions that people might have, and we think of the moon as being made of rock, and it mostly is. And we don't think of rocks smelling of anything, and we also don't think about the moon smelling of anything. But the moon is actually quite dusty. And so when the astronauts came back in from their moonwalks, they were covered in dust. And so when it was safe, when they sealed the spacecraft back off and put the air back in, then the air inside the craft, it gets all dusty from the moon dust. Mm-hmm. And all of the Apollo astronauts reported that the dust smelled like gunpowder.
Hmm. Was that because of the chemical composition of gunpowder or something that's in gunpowder that it was also on the moon? I guess they've analyzed
it's actually really unclear why it smelled like gunpowder because the samples that they brought back, the moon dust was so sharp that it cut the sample bags and air got into them. So by the time they made the three-day trip back, they kind of lost their smell. And so we're not quite sure why it smells like gunpowder. But sharp. It's an interesting thing to know.
Sharp dust, you say?
It's sharp, yeah. So the rocks, the dust is there because the rocks have been hit by lots of small meteorites.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just fractured rock. And on Earth, our dust is not usually particularly sharp because there's erosion and things tumble against each other. But on the moon, there's not really a lot of wind because there's no atmosphere. So there's no reason for the dust to tumble and polish itself down. So instead, it just stays sharp and jagged. And so when you put that into a little plastic baggie, you're likely to rip the bag.
When you say rock, are you talking about granite or what kind of rock? Or is this just stuff from a planetary explosion from years back from a burned out star? And I don't want to hurt myself using these words, but help me out.
So the rock of the moon is a combination of things. Some of it is the results of the formation of the moon, which came from a big collision between an object about the size of Mars and the proto-Earth back in the very, very early solar system. And so some of it is from that era, but a lot of it is volcanic because there was volcanic activity on the moon for quite a long time. And so we have like basalt, which is a volcanic rock. In a lot of the places that we landed Apollo missions. So not everywhere on the moon is volcanic, but where we tended to send people because it was nice and flat in those places, a lot of the rock is volcanic in nature.
So what can we learn by going back to the moon? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of technological challenges that we have to get through in order to get to the moon. And so there's a lot of sort of challenges of how do we get human bodies through any short trip in space safely. And so there's a lot of learning that happens there. There's also a lot of learning that can happen just about how the moon evolved over time. When I was learning about the lunar volcanoes, I was reading all these planetary science papers, and a whole bunch of them had a sentiment along the lines of, man, it would be cool if we could get rocks from right here.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have so many samples, and they're from a very biased selection. So going back might let us get more interesting rocks. But I think most of the, like the bulk of what we're going to learn is how to protect the human body in space and how to do that sustainably.
What could we learn? What could we learn if we were to bring back more rocks from the moon, I guess? Is there anything, is it possible that underneath, and I'm not trying to be stupid here because I can be stupid without trying, but is there anything to be learned? Like, I don't know how much dust there is, you know, if you sweep it away on it, it's all dust. I'm not trying to be stupid, but is there any way that we know what the core of the moon is made up? Have we ever done any drilling or any kind of sampling or anything?
There's not been any drilling, but we do have an estimate of what the moon's core is like, because what we do have is we put seismometers on the moon, which measure earthquakes usually.
Okay.
But on the moon, they measure moonquakes. And so the way that earthquakes or moonquakes move through the moon tells us about the interior structure. This is how we know about the core of the Earth as well. We haven't drilled to the core of the Earth, but we know what the structure of the Earth is like because we can watch how earthquakes bounce off of different layers and travel through different layers and go, oh, okay, there must be an inner core and then an outer core and then a mantle layer. So we've done similar things on the moon. So we have an idea, but a lot of those were placed quite a long time ago. And our monitoring could be improved if we had new technology on the moon.
You know,
we could get a better idea of what it would look like or what it might be doing.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We look at it every night and sometimes during the day, and we just take it for granted. We don't even know where it came.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Where did the moon come from?
It came out of an event that we call the Great Impact. So this is an event that occurred very, very early in the solar system when the planets were still forming.
About like 1930, 32?
Is that what you consider ancient times?
Yeah. No, really, when? How long ago?
This would be like 4 and a change billion years ago.
Okay.
So the planets were starting to form, but not fully formed yet. Mm-hmm. And an object about the size of Mars, which we've given it a name called Theia, and it would have been, so about a third the size of our current Earth, hit our Earth and caused a huge mess. And so huge amounts of the surface.
Did you say mess or mass?
A mess, which will condense down into a mass, which is eventually the moon. So it shreds the outer layer of our planet, the core of the Theia object, and the core of our Earth combine. But the rest of it kind of mixes together, and some of it stays out in orbit, and that becomes our moon. And so one of the reasons we think this is because when we looked at the composition of the rocks of the moon and the composition of rocks on the Earth, they're almost identical.
And so the moon came from the Earth. I had no idea of this. And I'm almost 40 years old.
So we, through a massive impact, created the moon out of a mix of what was Earth rock and this Theia rock. And so they have to be almost identical in that way. And it was one of the big hints that, yeah, we have a similar origin, is because otherwise the moon could be made of different materials. Mm-hmm. And then we could go, oh, well, maybe it was a free wandering object and we just caught it.
Maybe there'd be something on it that we could use to maybe power a perpetual energy machine.
Maybe there'd be something interesting happening there. Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
It could be metal or whatever.
If I were to cut the moon in half and look at it in cross-section, what would it look like?
You would have a thin layer of crust, like the Earth has. Mm-hmm. And then you would have a very cold, thick layer that is basically a cooled version of our own mantle. But that would go most of the way in, like quarters, 80% of the way in.
Like when you say cooled, you're talking about
temperature.
No, yeah. I know that, like what temperature would you...
I don't know offhand. I'm thinking like it's not warm enough to be melted or moving in any capacity.
All right.
So it's maybe not touchable the deeper you go, but it will be close to the surface.
Okay.
And then at the very, very core, we think there is a piece of the moon, the core, that is still warm. And so that you shouldn't touch. But exactly what that looks like is something that we're still figuring out. So we think there's probably a solid core, a little bit like our own solid core, and then a very, very thin layer that is melted. But that's a very small bit. So you'd have a bright piece in the middle that would be leaking out, having cut the Earth and Moon cut the Moon in half. Sorry, but the rest of it would just be solid rock.
All right, we're going to talk about 31 Atlas when we come back. What's that? Well, you're going to have to hang on. Stay tuned to find out. We're talking to our friend Dr. Julian Scudder, Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Oberlin College and author of three books on astronomy for the general public. It's Halloween, so we thought we'd talk about outer space. Coming back in a flash, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Whereas it's Halloween and being the prankster that I am, I wanted to see if anybody would catch me, much like when I say Oliver Wendell Douglas to... identify as Supreme Court Justice. I see if anybody texts in to correct me, knowing full well that that's a guy from Green Acres. I called it the 31 Atlas. It is actually the 3i Atlas, and nobody texted in to correct me. So let's talk about it. Dr. Julian Scudder, Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Oberlin College, and author of three books on astronomy for the general public, including, what is it, Smells Like Raspberry? Mars Smells Like Raspberry?
The Milky Way.
Milky Way smells like raspberry. That's what it is. So let's talk about the 3i comet. What is a comet to begin with, and what is the 3i Atlas?
Sure. So a comet is a mixture of ice and dirt and dust and other material that usually hangs out within our solar system very, very far away from the sun, where it's so cold that the ice is basically frozen solid. Mm-hmm. And occasionally...
Let me interrupt for a second. Would this be akin to a big, giant glacier moving through space, or not really?
Yeah, kind of, except much dirtier.
Okay.
So a glacier is much cleaner, much more ice than a comet is, because comets are actually so mixed in with other material that they're quite dark. They're about the same darkness as black velvet.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a comet with Elvis painted on it?
I have not.
Mm-hmm. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So they look bright in the sky. Oh, you're fine. They look bright in the sky because sometimes when they come into the inner solar system, they start warming up, and then the ice starts to evaporate, and then that evaporated ice turns into a gas, and then that reflects light. And so we see the reflected light of the evaporating gas and dust. And that's why they look bright. But if you were actually up close next to one, they would be the comet itself, the nucleus of it, is very, very dark.
So how dense?
All sorts of other things.
How dense is it? Are we looking at something that is miles wide and composed of individual pieces that we perceive it to be one solid piece, or is it a bunch of different thousands and thousands of pieces that are just so far away that they appear to be one piece?
They're actually, at least the ones that we've gone to go visit, which are not so many, kind of one coherent chunk of ice and dust mixed together. So it is not a rubble situation, but they can break apart as they come closer to the sun. But they're kind of irregular blobs of ice and bits of rock held together. So they are kind of glued together by the ice. But they're not that big. They're sort of 50, 100 meters in some cases, mm-hmm. but they don't tend to get miles across. They do tend to get, 100 meters, something like that, but not enormous. It's just that they, when they start evaporating, they become, the tails of their evaporated gas do become large, and then that's usually what is most visible.
Not melt, but evaporate.
Yes.
Or is there a difference? Yes.
Well, so melting implies that it's going into a water-based state, and evaporating is turning straight into a gas. So we can, because of the temperatures involved of being in sunlight, there's so much heat there that the ice will do what we call sublimate and go straight from solid to gas and not really go through a melted watery phase. And then the gas is free to depart the body of the comet, and that's what we see as a tail.
So the gas is of no harm to anybody, right?
Nope, it's just hanging out in space.
So tell me,
and the dust is also not really of any harm to anybody, but it can give us interesting meteor showers.
Tell me about the comet and an asteroid difference.
So asteroids are mostly rock, and comets are largely ice. Is the main distinction that we have,
which goes to gas. Fuzzy. But the rock stays rock.
The rock will stay rock.
Okay.
So what it will do as you bring a comet in close to the sun is you evaporate away all of the ice, and then the little pieces of rock and dirt and stuff will wind up getting loosed away. And so those get left behind in this little trail. So if you see these like Dennis the Menace kind of trails of where he's been, comets kind of do the same thing with their dust and small bits of rock.
So as far as dangers to the Earth, a comet would never be a danger, would it? Or could it be?
I mean, the only situation in which a comet would really be dangerous is if it hit us directly. And then that would be a problem. But that's a problem no matter what is hitting us. And the odds of that are incredibly low.
Are the odds better for, not better, but what are the greater odds, for, even though they're very small, of a comet or a asteroid hitting us?
I think we're more concerned with the odds of an asteroid hitting. Not so much because it would be less damaging per se, but large asteroids, you can get quite large asteroids, and those are very destructive. And then large comets are a little bit more uncommon, and they also start evaporating before they get to us, and they're also less just comets coming into the inner solar system is less of a common phenomenon. Whereas we know there's a whole asteroid belt full of rocks hanging out, and so that's much closer to us. And so the asteroids are kind of a bigger hazard, generally speaking.
So where do we stand with what have we learned in the last year or two about space?
All sorts of things. I mean, if you want to stick on the comet theme, the interstellar comets are not so uncommon is an interesting thing that we have learned. The very first interstellar comet was found in 2019. And since then we've found three, which is a lot for objects coming through our solar system, which is not so big. So that's pretty cool because it tells us that we should be able to spot more of them if we start being able to look for them more carefully.
Will you be dressing up for Halloween today?
I am dressed up for Halloween today, yes.
As?
I have a circle skirt that I have embroidered with the northern celestial hemisphere, so all of the stars that can be seen by eye are accurate in both size and position on my skirt. So I am the night sky today.
Are you wearing that as well?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark
and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Are you wearing that too? That's two of us.
No. Oh, well, good job on your embroidery.
Thank you. It took a while, but I'm going to tell you what.
I didn't know you had so many skills.
It is dead on accurate. I can guarantee you that. Dr. Scudder, a pleasure as always. I enjoy talking to you. We learn something every time we talk to you. Dr. Jillian Scudder, happy Halloween, associate professor of physics and astronomy at Oberlin College and an author of three books on astronomy for the general public. Just Google Jillian Scudder, S-C-U-D-D-E-R, and you can find all the books and order them. And they're nice gifts, good reads for kids. Be a nice Christmas present for a kid. 9:37, 23 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well. I was talking about my new Honda pickup truck earlier and how I drive it to the sports book every couple of hours when you call me, and it works out very well. I enjoy the ride. I enjoy the trip. I enjoy every facet of it.
And can I let everyone know, I've been trying to talk you into being able to sit in your living room in your underwear to put the games in.
He
you
has
just open
been.
Up a sports book.
He has.
You
he
are
has.
So old school, man.
I love the environment. I sent you a picture of it, as a matter of fact. I love going to the sports book. I just love hanging out with the guy. I just love going. I don't like doing it on the phone.
I don't blame you. I mean, you know what? I'm very old school. I used to live in Vegas. I used to literally go down to the casinos every single day, have people betting the games for me. It's always been a blast.
I lived in Vegas, too, and you know the games come on 8 o'clock there. Just about, it used to come on 8 o'clock.
Which is insane. I used to have to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning to get ready for what was happening on the weekends when I lived in Vegas.
And I guess a Europe game comes on in the middle of the night, huh? Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. It's at 6:30 in the morning.
It's crazy. Anyway, tell me what's up in your world.
All right, so first off, you guys have a new quarterback entering the realm this week, and
yes,
Tyler
we do.
Shuck, I don't think I need to tell you that. He's probably been everywhere, all over the telly. And I got to tell you guys, I love this matchup between the Saints and Rams this week. I haven't been able to offer you guys the winner or loser of a Saints game this year. I'm going to let you know whether or not they're going to cover the 14 points against the Rams in L.A. All you got to do, text the word win to 545454. We're going to give you that point spread winner on the house absolutely free. Again, text the word win to the number 545454. You get the point spread winner of the 1-7 Saints on the road in L.A. taking on the 5-2 Rams. And again, guys, it's all about point spread. Two NFL teams facing each other. A new quarterback, obviously, for the Saints. We've done our homework. I'll let you know whether or not the Saints not only are capable of keeping up with it or whether or not they can cover that 14 points. So text WIN to the number 545454. Let me get you rolling with a huge, huge point spread winner.
Now, I put up $5,000 of my own money, which is not a lot compared to some of the customers that you have. But I wanted to do it because I wanted to get the JR treatment. And I got to tell you, the methods that you use, the techniques that you use, to me have been very impressive when it comes to the math, when it comes to the money management part of it.
Appreciate it. You know what? We were one win, and I'm so disappointed. And I talk about losing, guys. I'm not one of these people that tell guys, hey, I'm going to hit 15 in a row. I can't tell you how confident I was that we were going to go 2-0 this past weekend. That's why I did what we did. I had you pile up on that game on Saturday. Pretty much most of the profit you had made with me for the 2 weeks, 3 weeks, went on to the San Diego State game. And then we rolled it. In your case, we didn't roll the whole thing.
No.
We just wound up taking, I believe, left $1,000 in profit, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
And we put it on that Steeler game on Sunday night, which, I mean, let's face it, we were counting money when we were at halftime.
You want to know truth?
I mean, you want to talk about...
You want to know truth? Let me tell you the truth.
I've seen this nonstop. It's being talked about everywhere, but... Man, these calls, you know, you make a bad call in the NBA or the NHL, and it doesn't have the same effect as a bad call or a non-call in the NFL. It can literally change the game on a dime because you got so many players on the field at the same time. and it just really makes things ugly. So
I didn't tell you this, JR, but I hit the wrong button at the casino and at the kiosk, and I actually bet against myself, so that wasn't as bad as you thought it was.
Still, I got a lot of clients I deal with, and I mean, look, those that don't understand, I love my job, right? I come mm-hmm. in every week, and I'm so used to making people money all the time that when I have a big loss like that Sunday night game, man, I feel it. It hurts. It hurts me 100 times more than any one individual client because, I mean, obviously, I'm the one that's taking the hit on it, right? With everybody, you know, contacting me and giving me, rightfully so, in some cases, a lot of, you know, they're trying to pump me up. Hey, no big deal. Don't worry about it, JR. And then you get that one or two guys that are like, what happened?
Well, you know what? But you got to play the long game, JR. That's the thing.
Correct.
You can't play it on one game. You got to play the long game, and it's about the math and your methodology. And that's what I meant. That's when I said I compliment you on the way you handle that, about rolling it here, keeping it there, using their money to do this, keeping your money for that.
Correct. And that's what we want to do. We want to build and grind like we did. We had you up 40-50% on your original bankroll, and then we take a portion of it and we take a shot in some cases like we did last weekend. It did not pan out. We didn't lose any money, right? We're still up overall on your overall bankroll. But at the same time, it would have been nice to have that little score and have you double, you know, your bankroll within the first month. But hey, that's the name of the game. Like you said, long-term production. This is how I'm going to get you from that $5,000 bankroll to $25,000 by the time we get to that NCAA championship, or at least the beginning of the NCAA tournament. So again, guys, you got a new quarterback in town, obviously taking over for Rattler. Tyler Shough on the road in LA for his debut, getting 14 points. I'm going to let you know whether or not they cover this matchup. What you got to do, text the word WIN to the number 545454. You'll get not only that game, but an opportunity that if you want to contact us, the number will be in that text. And you can call us anytime if you want help with not only, you know, what games to use, but also, more importantly, with strategy. So text that word WIN to 545454, and let me get you rolling.
I know you probably heard this, but LSU fired their coach.
I've never heard of a governor firing a coach or firing an AD and telling them that they're not allowed to hire the next coach. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't fire the AD right away. He neutered him first, and then, and then after he neutered him, then he had him fired.
I'm assuming the talk of your town is probably Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss, right?
Yes,
that's what everyone's assuming.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, I think that's the inside the box move, but outside the box, and it's a name that obviously has been in and out of the news. A lot of people see him on their social media now on Barstool. But, I mean, come on, man. How do you not go after John Gruden? The guy's ready. He wants to coach in the SEC. He spoke about it when he was at Arkansas. I mean, I know that it's tainted a bit, but if you guys really want to win, you go get him. And he should be the next head coach, and I think he would do it not on the cheap, but I think he could build the program back up, and I really think he's the right fit. If you really want to get somebody, like I said, outside the box, John Gruden would be my pick.
Let's talk about a free pick on the air. You got one for me?
Of course I do. Come on. Now, last week, if you bet it when we did the interview, right, you wound up, unfortunately, losing that bet. But that was because Lamar Jackson was supposed to play.
Exactly.
And I'm going, of course, about the Chicago-Baltimore game last week. Now, if you waited to game day, like you usually do, that number came down as it was supposed to because Tyler Huntley was going to be the quarterback. And we won that game. So we said go over. The number wound up being 45.5. We got the over. So I don't know if you want to count that as a win, a loss, a push.
Call it a push.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Now this week, I've got a game that I think is going to be an absolute mortal lock. Go under in the Broncos-Texans game. This Broncos team sure has scored 30 points a couple of weeks in a row now, but against very bad defenses. Houston, not a great offense, but their defense is real. This number is only 39.5. A lot of money coming in on the over. I'm telling you that the right side of this game is going to be way, way under that 39.5. I would buy it up a half a point in the under 40 points in the Broncos-Texans game.
Wait, buy it up a half a point. It is at 39.5?
It's 39.5. I'm saying buy it to 40 or wait till it goes to 40 since we think money's coming in on the over because it's 39.5 minus 115.
Okay.
Meaning that more money coming in, obviously, on the over than the under because it's a number less than 40. That's just public perception. And in general, the public loves betting overs, which I never understood. I mean, don't get me wrong, we've also bet some overs, but under not only comes in more often, but just the philosophy is better to me. You're winning before you ever lose the game. When you bet an over, you're losing the whole time until you actually win. So mentally speaking, under is without question the better side in most cases, and especially when you get two great defenses that are, you know, going to be going head-to-head without a whole lot of offense. So
maybe it's got something to do with
the under.
Love and scoring. Take us out, JR.
Definitely. Guys, here's what you do, okay? Text the word win right now. W-I-N to the number 545454. I'm going to let you know whether or not the Saints are going to cover that 14 points or if they even have a shot at winning that game outright with Tyler Shuck as your quarterback. So, again, you're on the road against L.A. I'll let you know what happens in this matchup. Text the word win to the number 545454 to get that point spread winner absolutely free. No credit card needed, no strings attached. Just text win to 545454. And look, we're going to have a big weekend this weekend, just so you know, Tommy, a little more action than usual. And I got a little surprise for you. I'll let you know when we speak tomorrow. So
I'll be waiting for you.
Have fun. Happy Halloween, guys. Be safe out there with all the kids driving around. And let's go out there and make some money.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.